Brad Edwards on the Out of Bounds Show and the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. All right, so Bama's been in a meltdown mode for a while, and I just want to be honest, there's a lot of teams in the SEC fans that have been enjoying some of this. I'm in constant communication with Ryan Fowler, who has a show in Tuscaloosa. And so now we've gone back-to-back years. Bama didn't even make it this year, Brad. And now they're the hunter instead of the hunted, because Kirby Smart has leapfrogged Bama right now, and they are the program in college football. And what do you hear from your Alabama colleagues, alums, and so on about where this is headed?
Yeah, I don't know that I hear anything that would be surprising or out of the ordinary. Obviously, this is the first time during this Saban run that there's no doubt that someone has passed Alabama. You had the time where Clemson won two national titles in the 3-year span, but Alabama won the one in between the two that Clemson won, and they also won the one before Clemson started, and then they won again before Clemson ever won again. So, I mean, there were people at a certain point that were trying to make an argument that maybe Clemson has passed Alabama or at least caught them. But in this case, when you win two in a row, then there's no question that you are now the team to beat. And Georgia is. And so Alabama, like you said, they are the hunters. They're not the hunted. Georgia is the hunted in the SEC and nationally. Now, I mean, to keep it in perspective, Alabama still finished number two and number five in those two seasons. And it's not like they fell off a cliff. But you're looking at a lot of unknown going into the season, because it's not just that, okay, now they're, clearly the number two team in the SEC. But on top of it, they are replacing both coordinators. They are replacing their starting quarterback. And where do they go from here? I don't know. But it's one of those that you feel like if this were to result in another season that they didn't reach the college football playoff, or they don't win the SEC, then I think the people who want to declare the dynasty over really have a lot of ammunition. At this point, look, the best argument you have is simply that Saban's getting older. I mean, because the results on the field have, while it's shown that Alabama is not at the level of Georgia, it's not like the rest of the country has caught up to Alabama. So I think you got to go one more. Look, and the other thing about it is that since Saban got there, they have never gone more than 2 years in a row without winning the national title. And that's right. Where they are right now. Two in a row. They 2 years in a row, they didn't win it, but there hasn't yet been 3 straight years without winning it. And so if they don't do it here, then you can say, okay, this is new ground. This is the longest drought that they've had. And we'll see where it goes. But at this point, for all those who've been hoping for the end of this thing for about 10 years, this is the first time you're finally starting to see just a little twinkle of light at the end of that tunnel.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
And Brad, he took advantage, and there's nothing wrong with this, over 12 years, about 12 years. Saban took advantage of Tennessee, Florida, Auburn, and LSU going through a lot of dysfunction with coaches and so on. And while Georgia was good, they weren't ever going to get over the hump and really be what they are under under Smart with Mark Richt. So now all of a sudden you flip this, Brad Edwards, and you have Heupel operating at a pretty darn high level at Tennessee. You have Smart, who's running the number one program in the country now. You have Hugh Freeze at Auburn. I fully expect them to win and win big. They're not going to win like Bama and Georgia every year, but I don't put it past Freeze to have good teams every 3 years. And I don't think he'll fall apart at 5-7 or anything. And LSU's got Brian Kelly, who I think they are operating at a very high level under him, much more than Miles Ogeron. And we'll see what Florida does. Do you agree with that? That, you know, that 12-year window, and Saban took advantage of it and tip of the cap, but it is totally different today with what I just referenced?
Yeah, I think there is a difference as far as the quality depth of coaching in the SEC and guys who are proven, you know, to have had success at a very high level. That's the difference. Now, during this run that Saban has had, it's not like the SEC has been bad. Like you pointed out, they've been inconsistent, you know, because during this run, you've had other schools in the SEC that have won national championships. And I would, throw on top of that, that the 2019 LSU team, and it's funny, like there was a lot of conversation right after the national championship game this year about, was this Georgia team the greatest one ever? I don't think they were as good as the previous year's Georgia team. I thought the 2021 team with the dominant defense was actually a little bit better, but people go off, you know, it's a recency bias. They're going off of the score of the national championship game. They forget they were one play away from losing in the semifinal. But regardless, those were two great teams that Georgia had the last 2 years. So three of the last 4 years, well, I'll say 4 years in a row. 4 years in a row, the national champion has been a team from the SEC that was a great team, not just the one that happened to come out on top, but a great team when you look at all of the metrics. And only one of the four was an Alabama team. So it's not like they haven't had to contend with other great teams in the SEC over that span, but there wasn't the consistency, like you say. You know, LSU was, for a lot of that time, just a quarterback shy of being that monumental threat to Alabama's dynasty. But they until Joe Burrow, they didn't ever have that guy. And I agree with you that I think Brian Kelly is the best coach in college football who has not yet won a national title at the FBS level. And look, if Les Miles and Coach O can win a national title at LSU, there's no reason that Brian Kelly shouldn't have a few very good chances before he's done. And yeah, I mean, all of this, it's just, you know what it is if you look at, okay, Georgia's 2023 schedule, and I'm sure you've looked at it.
Yes.
I mean, it's hard to find a game on there. Like if Tennessee doesn't drop off too much, if Tennessee doesn't drop off too much, maybe there's a chance they could get knocked off in Knoxville, but that's pretty much it. Like, And Alabama used to have schedules like that where you'd look at it beforehand. You'd be like, you know what? There's one game right here that maybe they could lose, but they're just that much better than everyone else. And that's no longer the case, you know, where they're going to be three or four games on the Alabama schedule. Now, look, I mean, most teams in the country probably have 8 or 9 games they could possibly lose. But Alabama, rather than one or two, we're now going up to 3 or 4 games that they could possibly lose each season. And that just makes it more difficult. But I will also add, that's where the 12-team playoff becomes Alabama's friend.
No doubt.
And I would also add to the friend of Georgia and the friend of Ohio State, any of the teams that have that elite talent, now you have a little bit of a mulligan. It's not just that you could, for the most part, could always afford one loss. Now you can probably afford to lose two. Mm-hmm. And so we got one more year that you can't get away with losing two. But, you know, last year's Alabama team lost two games on the final play, and they would have comfortably been in the 12-team playoff.
Absolutely.
And, you know, would have had a really good seeding. So as much as it may seem like, okay, now it's kind of time to panic, no, I think that the 12-team playoff, is going to offer a little bit of relief to the situation.
He is Brad Edwards on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, 25 years at ESPN. We're talking Alabama, where they are, where they're going. Both Bama and Georgia will have new quarterbacks. And so that will be interesting to see who can do it and be in the right spot. I agree with Brad on Georgia's schedule and on Bama's schedule. It's hard to see a loss on Bama's schedule because they host LSU and they host Tennessee. They're two road games that Brad referenced that they lost at the very end of the game. They lost on the road, which goes to show that they were not very, very far off. What did you make of, I don't know if it's public humiliation, but, you know, Ryan Grubb, I don't want to get too bogged down because I know you're in real estate now, but Ryan Grubb, OC at Washington,
yeah,
you know, it was a public deal where he went, he visited, he said no. Evidently, according to AL.com, there were feelers put out to Joe Moorhead. He wanted to stay as a head coach. Eventually, Saban lands on Tommy Rees. But that's usually not what happens to Bama, much less Saban, for something right. like that to be played out in the press and media, Brad.
Well, and I would say it happened with both offensive and defensive coordinators. Neither hire, as you know, Kevin Steele. I don't know if he's officially been announced, but all the reports are that Kevin Steele will be the defensive coordinator. That neither one of those feels like it was anywhere close to Saban's first choice. Now, you know, does that mean it's a disaster? Not necessarily, but I'll say this. Like, well, you mentioned Grubb. Grubb's offense or his offenses have been schemed, I guess is kind of the best way to say it. His scheme, his philosophy is very different from Tommy Rees. And now, granted, to some degree, Tommy Rees has always been limited by Notre Dame's personnel, and they had better tight ends and wide outs, and you know, and so they were going to be a more traditional style attack because of that. Because if you're playing to your strengths, if you're smart, you're going to play to your strengths, and that's kind of what you're stuck with. So maybe it's unfair to completely judge Tommy Rees on that. And a lot of Alabama fans right now are kind of justifying, okay, this is what Saban's doing. Is like he looked at Georgia, and look, I listened to Saban on the set at halftime of the national championship game. And even a little bit pregame, just talking about what Georgia does with its tight ends and how difficult it is to stop. And I get it. I get like why he would say, hey, you know, maybe we need to go back to that style of play. But the fact that he appeared to want Grubb doesn't necessarily suggest that was his number one objective. This is pretty much known, is that whenever he hires a coordinator, that coordinator doesn't come in and install his own system.
Right.
Like he adapts to Saban's philosophy and what Saban wants to do. So it's not like, you know, the difference in coordinator would have made a huge difference in how the Alabama offense would look. But it would have made some difference. And so you look at both of those hires, and yeah, it does feel like to a degree, maybe he was settling for a, you know, third option or something like that. And I don't know all the ins and outs of it and who was offered and who wasn't, but neither one seems to be the one that he wanted. Now, on the defensive side, the rumor has been that he really wants Jeremy Pruitt.
Right.
The problem is Pruitt is, you know, is a target of the NCAA investigation at Tennessee right now, and you just can't hire – he's not hireable as a, you know, as an on-the-field coach at this point because of that. And so the rumor was that a lot of these other guys that Saban was going after were worried that, hey, I'm going to take the job. And then as soon as the NCAA clears Pruitt, now I'm going to be replaced, you know, because that's the guy he wants. So whether that played into it, I have no idea. But you're right. I mean, it certainly felt like for the first time, Saban was not able to get the coordinator that he wanted on either side of the ball, at least his number one option. And it's even more curious when you consider coming off of one of the great signing classes of all time. So it's not like there's evidence that their talent level is dropping. You would think, I mean, what coordinator wouldn't want to come in and, you know, work with talent that's as good as you're going to find anywhere. But
here's what I think it is, Brad. I think it's, and you may disagree. We got about 2.5 minutes here real quick. I think it's, the word is out about the schedule and lack of quality of life, and guys can get paid at, every bit of 40 programs around the country. And if they do well, they can parlay that into a head coaching job. You don't have to go through Tuscaloosa like I think we thought you did 12 years ago or whatever. And they don't have autonomy, like you just said. And more coordinators are asking for either all or as much autonomy as they can get. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I can see that. If you want to show, you know, what you can do, it's a lot easier to display your own system and your own scheme somewhere else where you're given full control. But at the same time, I mean, his coordinators have a pretty good track record of getting head coaching jobs
elsewhere.
And now the two most recent ones, you know, felt like, I mean, with, you know, Golding, I mean, look, it, defensive coordinator at Ole Miss is a good job, but it's not Alabama. That was a step down for Golding. But, you know, for O'Brien going to offense coordinator of the Patriots, I mean, yeah, he's gone to the NFL, back to the NFL, and it's a step up to some degree, but at the same time, it wasn't really a promotion. He just went from, you know, he went back to one other guy he used to work for. And so this is kind of the first time in a while that, you know, that guys who were with Saban for two seasons or more that you know, neither one of them ended up getting a big career break out of it. And so maybe that is something that was considered by some of those guys too. I don't know.
Yeah. Brad Edwards, 25 years at ESPN, joining us on the Out of Bounds show, the state of the state for the Alabama Crimson Tide. We'll see where it goes in 2023. Great to hear from you. Thanks for your time today. Hope everything's going well. How's the podcast?
Well, I mean, at the end of the season, there's nothing now. So we're shut down, and you know, whether I'll do something again next year remains to be seen. But at the moment, it's just off season. So yeah. Like you said, it's real estate.
Did you enjoy doing it?
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to be able to just kind of stay involved and, you know, be able to talk about it every now and then and just kind of get into it. It's a hard thing to kind of let go of, but I'm fine with doing something else full time and just kind of having college football as a hobby now.
Brad Edwards on the Out of Bounds show. Good to hear from you, bud. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
25 years at ESPN. He joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Lunch today brought to you by Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland, Lake Harbor. In Ridgeland, Bulldog Burger in Starkville, and Bulldog Burger in Tupelo. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. The show is also brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be Blue, the official healthcare provider of the Out of Bounds show. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Straight ahead, more Super Bowl Nuggets.